It's Monday, February 22nd, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. An Indonesian non-Muslim female high school student named Jenny Hia was forced to wear a hijab, the clothing of Muslim women, reports International Christian Concern. A 15-minute-long video documenting the religious discrimination, secretly recorded by Jenny's father, has now gone viral. When questioned, the school officials claimed the reason why they insisted that non-Muslim students wear hijabs was to help them avoid being bitten by mosquitoes, which could infect with dengue fever. John 15, verse 19 says, "If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you." Three major conservative groups have launched a $2 million campaign to expose how President Joe Biden's call for unity in the country is questionable. Particularly problematic is the radical leftist background of his executive branch nominees, who are pushing extreme agendas that mirror the desires of the dark money donors who put Biden in office. Dark money donations are funds raised by nonprofit groups that are not required to disclose their donors' identities. As Bloomberg reported in late January, the Biden campaign was backed by $145 million in dark money donations, while President Trump received only $28 million in dark money. The Judicial Crisis Network is sponsoring an ad about Vinita Gupta, who was nominated by Biden to be the next U.S. Associate Attorney General, the number three position at the Justice Department.
Murders on the rise, faster than ever before. Biden appoints Vinita Gupta for a top job in the Justice Department. She supports defunding the police, led a group that wants to reduce punishments on white supremacists, even terrorists. When our cities burned, Gupta could have stood for law and order for victims. Instead, she advocated to let convicts out of jail. Biden promised unity, but this is a dangerous appointee at a dangerous time.
The ad from Heritage Action for America focuses on Xavier Becerra, Biden's pick for Secretary of Health and Human Services.
Health and Human Services. Biden appointed Javier Becerra to run it. He's not a doctor, but he helped a politically connected drug dealer get a commutation from Bill Clinton. Supports government-run health care, even sued Catholic nuns. And Becerra would decriminalize illegal immigration. He's a radical partisan, an activist, not a doctor. In the middle of a pandemic, the wrong appointee, the wrong time. Paid for by Heritage Action for America.
The Senate confirmation hearing for Becerra starts tomorrow. Tell your senator to vote no by calling 202-224-3121. And in a third ad, Americans for Public Trust discusses how dark money interests may be influencing the Biden White House.
Liberals spent a record amount of dark money to elect Biden. Now they are cashing in. Ron Klain led a top dark money group. Now chief of staff Gina McCarthy, from dark money to climate advisor, canceling the Keystone Pipeline, killing good union jobs. And why won't Biden reopen the schools, teachers' unions, and their dark money? From personnel to policy, Biden is just starting to pay back all that dark money.
In the final graphic of that ad, the website darkmoneyrewarded.com is cited. Appearing on Sean Hannity's TV show, the late Rush Limbaugh's producer James Golden, also known as Bo Snerdly, describes the impact that Rush had on America.
Rush is, to me, a second-generation founding father. This went beyond radio. This went beyond politics. What Rush did for America, one man changed so many trajectories in this country. When Rush began his career, there were 1,200 radio stations roughly doing the talk radio format. Today, there are over 12,000. There was no Fox TV. There was nowhere on TV that you could get conservative ideology, that you could get the values that represent what most Americans believe. Until Rush, he changed the media. He changed the landscape.
Snerdly broke down as he described Rush Limbaugh as a person.
Beyond all of those accomplishments, Rush Limbaugh was one of the finest human beings that you would ever want to meet. a generous, wonderful, beautiful spirit, humble, a gentleman, always, never failed to thank people for the smallest service that they could do to him, never looked down on people. It burns me to my soul when people sully his reputation with falsehoods, calling him a racist.
And finally, Pastor Josh Scott of Grace Point Church in Nashville, Tennessee, made a shocking declaration in his recent sermon.
The Bible also isn't the Word of God. Now, I know this is probably the most challenging point for those of us who have been told again and again and again and again the Bible is God's Word. The problem is the Bible does not claim to be that. The Word of the Lord in the Bible is actually used in the writings of the prophets to describe the message and passion that the prophets were bringing into the world. And so often a prophetic call story, when they sort of get commissioned to carry out the work of a prophet, they have this moment where the word of the Lord came to so-and-so. So in that sense, the Bible does contain some of God's word in the sense that it contains these stories of prophets who believe they were inspired to share these messages. And so the Bible just isn't God's word in the sense that it's something that God wrote and dropped down into the world.
Pastor Scott also insisted that the Bible is neither inerrant nor infallible.
The Bible isn't inerrant or infallible. I do think the Bible is far more interesting than inerrancy and infallibility. The idea that for the Bible to have any sort of authoritative role for Christians, that it has to be this perfect, pristine thing that has no errors, really misses the point.
Not surprisingly, Grace Point prides itself as representing so-called progressive Christianity. Since this group of people has not only rejected the Bible as the authoritative word of God, but also Jesus as the only way to heaven, they cannot, in good conscience, call themselves Christians. 2 Timothy 4 verse 3 says, "For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear." And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, February 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. And here to close the newscast is my son Valor, who just turned 6 yesterday.
Seize the day for Jesus Christ.